the Morning News Express on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Good morning. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick, and the mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor, is in the house. And just like all guests, Mayor, doesn't matter. The host there standing there is keeping you in the dark.
And that's quite all right with me.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Appreciate you stopping by. Let's get some of the...
How are you feeling? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, I got a bit of a cough. That's about the real major concern. I had very mild symptoms, a fever, cough, headache, and that's about it.
You call 103 degree temperature mild?
Well, that's the highest it got.
Bob's an optimist.
Around 101. About 101 was the worst it got. You know, that's the standard. But I mean, I kind of spiked a little bit yesterday after the show. Just kind of taking it easy and relaxing a little bit.
I have that effect on people, Bob.
Yeah. So let's get to, I don't have a ton because I was kind of out of the loop there for a little while trying to go back. I do know the latest thing was I saw that City Hall had asbestos in a building that old. I guess it would have, or at least you checked for it. So give us kind of the update on that.
So not this past weekend, but the prior weekend, we had a sprinkler pipe burst on the third floor of the building. And that ran for a period of time before the fire suppression system signals the fire department to come over. So it did some substantial water damage, really through the core of the building on three floors, probably all the way down to the basement, though the basement floor doesn't really have much to have to worry about. When they were pulling back some carpet on the second floor to fix the subfloor where the wood had buckled underneath the carpet, as they pulled back that subfloor, they saw a tile material that they were concerned about. And so out of an abundance of caution, they stopped work and we contacted the environmental folks at the health department to give us some advice. They said, just be safe. You should probably get folks out of the building. So we just reopened the building. We had the building open for about a day and a half after the water damage had been cleared up. And then because we didn't have any air conditioning in the building on Monday and Tuesday of last week. And so the building was quite toasty. But they discovered that, in fact, the material under the subfloor was not asbestos. So all is good. And some repairs have been made now. And it's been something.
Do we look at now going, I mean, I don't know how many buildings the city actually owns, but do you kind of go, okay, well, maybe we need to check all buildings to see? Because, well, you know, downtown buildings are pretty old.
Yeah, well, but this building was built in 1862, so its core construction predates asbestos by quite some time. So the issue would really be if there had been renovations in buildings during a time when asbestos was being used. And this building was acquired by the city in the mid-80s and renovated at that time for City Hall. So the issue with asbestos is not that it's there. It's whether or not it's exposed and putting off particles. If it's contained, which even if this had been asbestos in this tile on the floor, it was contained within the subfloor that was on top of it in the carpet, so it wouldn't be an issue.
Frederick Mayor Michael O'Connor joining the Morning News Express. If you'd like to ask Mayor O'Connor a question, you could actually do that face-to-face today with him, Mayor. You are, you're looking at me surprised. This is not a face-to-face thing that you're hosting?
Oh, I thought you were talking about people who were
not in the
here.
Studio. After you leave the studio at 7:30, we have an event.
We're having a, we do somewhat regular Q&As with the mayor. We started this right after I got elected. These used to be in City Hall, come to the City Hall and schedule some time with the mayor. We took them out of City Hall, took them to coffee shops and places of that nature just to get out into the neighborhoods and be a little bit more accessible. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people find parking downtown a challenge. I don't understand what they're dealing
with. I like the parking garage. That's my go-to.
But we just wanted to be a little more accessible. So at the beginning, we were doing them on a roughly monthly basis. We moved them to quarterly. During the pandemic, everything was all messed up. We tried to do them virtually. I can appreciate that people are kind of virtualed out in many respects. But it's an opportunity. Folks can come by. We're at Zeepany over on Thomas Johnson Drive this morning. So it's an opportunity for anybody who wants to sit down with the mayor for 10 or 15 minutes and talk about what's on their mind.
And we'll be there. I want a bagel sandwich.
But go to the kitchen, Bob. Get a bagel.
I don't have any bagels down here. But we do have more with the mayor coming up right here in Free Talk 930 WFMD 628. The Morning News Express, and let's ask a quick question of the mayor before we go to break again. Mayor, with the kind of the ever-fluent COVID situation, and I know that the town has been, the city has been shutting down on the weekends and doing the outdoor dining. Some people believe that maybe it's we should stop that. Other people believe that we should incorporate it even more. Your thoughts on that, of when or if that will ever stop, or do you like the idea of being able to shut down Market Street like that and have people eating out on the not only the sidewalks but the street?
I think the periodic shutdowns of Market Street that we have done now this summer, the fourth Saturday, has been a nice addition to downtown. To retain that kind of activity on a more permanent basis is part of the reason this downtown streetscape study has been undertaken, because there's a lot that would have to go into creating a more permanent fixed schedule for those kinds of things. We have to remember that downtown, we're accommodating people who live there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have offices that only operate from 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. And then you have the weekend and nighttime economy that serves our residents, but visitors as well. And those are three distinct groups with different needs, and our downtown has to work for all of them. So I don't think we should make a rash decision about any. We did certain things during the pandemic because we needed to. But now as we're coming back, we will be removing the parklets, the enclosed dining spaces in the parking areas 30 days after the governor lifts the state of emergency in Maryland. And there's been some confusion over that, but it is clearly written in the governor's most recent order that a state of emergency and a catastrophic health crisis continues to be in place. And our ordinance that extended the street dining in the parklet format gives us 30 days beyond the governor lifting that order. So that's what we're watching. But I like that we've been experimental, and I think it's important for us to explore what that experiment can look like midterm and long term as well.
All right, guys, 6:39 at WFMD.
The Morning News Express, 6:44 WFMD. The mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor, in the house today to answer your questions. The question I have, Mayor, aldermen have okayed, and I guess you too, the master plan for development, which could add about 550 homes to the east side of Frederick moving forward. So I got a text and they said, well, with all this construction coming and coming up in the near future, what do we do about the water tap situation, and how many are available before we run out of water?
We are fine in terms of our water capacity because of the pipeline that was built a number of years ago to the county and ultimately to the Potomac River. Our water supply is perfectly fine. So no development would get approved if we did not have the ability to provide adequate water. That's one of the tests that gets done when something is proposed, a test for water adequacy. And we're still in a position where we've got reserve capacity available.
And a question off the text line, Mayor, to 301-694-9363 asks, what are you doing with the Asiana property?
So we've done two things in the last couple of years relative to vacant properties in the city of Frederick. First is to make habitual vacancy a blighted condition. And so what that allows us to do is to use some additional tools that we've got available when a property is blighted to take action. Right now, habitual vacancy, if you're maintaining all other aspects of the property maintenance code, doesn't necessarily make a property blighted. But if a property is vacant for more than 4 years and the clock on property started ticking on this about a year and a half, 2 years ago. The other thing that we did was create a vacant property registry. And so December of last year, we created the registry. By December 1st of this year, properties that have been vacant for a year are required to register. Eventually, there'll be a fee associated with registering. And if they stay vacant then for 4 years from when the clock started ticking on those properties, their property taxes will increase. And so the idea is to create some incentives for property owners that sit on long-term vacant properties. And in this case, we're talking about a property of 4 years. We know we have properties that have been vacant for much longer than that. I would have loved to have gone back and grabbed properties that have been vacant for 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. Our legal department advised that that kind of look back might not be constitutional. And so we listened to our lawyers in terms of how we crafted that ordinance to give us some opportunities moving prospectively against bad landlords.
Mm-hmm. Is there then a chance for the city then to take that property and do with it as it pleases, or to sell it on the open market?
What the receivership ordinance allows us to do is to petition the court, to ask the court whether or not a third party can come in and take over management of that building. And that third party would have the ability to renovate, lease it out, potentially to sell it with proceeds going back to the property owner, the original property owner, with that third party being able to take off some of their expenses as a result of that process. So the idea is to expand the toolbox, give us more opportunities to really – that's not the goal. The goal is to get property owners who've got vacant buildings to go find tenants. There are buildings in downtown Frederick that do not stay untenanted for an extended period of time. So when you have properties that do, there could be a number of factors involved. When you have properties that stay untenanted for, you know, more than several years – that may very well be a landlord issue.
Mayor, the primary coming up in a couple of months. Can I get your thoughts about, if you're talking to prospective voters, people on the edge, why should they vote you back in? Why should they give you another shot? What you think you bring to the city? Basically, what you want to say to voters right now.
Well, 4 years ago, we talked about expanding opportunities, about increasing engagement and improving sustainability in the city of Frederick. And I don't have time to run down the list, but I think on each of those big areas, we've hit the mark. I would most notably talk about what we've done in the area of housing and human services with the reorganization in that new department and the hiring of a new director and what's happening there, to the hiring of our new police chief, which was an unexpected thing that we needed to do. And we had to do that under the cloud of both national conversations about racial equity and a pandemic, which continues to have significant effects on our community and communities all over the country. You take the pandemic and what we did to maintain the operation of services, to quickly adjust how we conducted business in the city of Frederick, to the flooding that we experienced in 2018, and the work that we did with the Army Corps of Engineers to have funded projects now that will help to provide some relief to those areas that were most catastrophically hit. We have demonstrated a kind of steady, respectful, ethical leadership that I think is what this city deserves. It's what I wanted when I ran. It's why I'm raised my family here and stayed in Frederick. It's a wonderful community, and I think we've done a good job. And if that's the If the question is, are we better today than we were 4 years ago, I don't think any questionable. It's unquestionable that Frederick is a better place today than it was 4 years ago.
All right, let's talk about the event real quick. 7:30, what's the address and what's the purpose of it?
The address is, it's Zepany. It's on Thomas Johnson Drive. There's a Weiss Markets over there and a little shopping mm-hmm. center back there. It's really just an informal opportunity for anybody who wants to just have a Q&A with the mayor about whatever's on their mind.
What time does it start?
7:30. We're there for about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
All right, Mayor. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Feel better, Bob.